Engaging conversation on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Well, hello, friends. Pro-life leader Frank Pavone here, National Director of Priests for Life. Welcome to our program. We're joined by Father David Begany, who's one of our pastoral associates here at our ministry and visiting our headquarters for a few days. Welcome.
Good to see you again, Father Frank.
So, friends, pro-life is not just a movement. It's not just a cause. It's a spirituality. This is something we have been proclaiming and teaching for decades. And that's what Father David and I want to talk to you about again today, how you can receive that training in that pro-life spirituality, the missionaries of the gospel of life. We've talked about it before. Many of you have been involved in it over the years. We'll talk more about it today. And also, Father David is a Josephite, and the Josephites have a special charism of serving the black community. And we're going to talk a little bit about that, too, and how that involves our entire pro-life movement and even you individually. So thank you for coming on today. Let's turn to the Lord in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, you call us to be your disciples, and you taught us that the great commandment to love God above all is linked to the second, to love our neighbor as ourselves. Lord God, help us to understand pro-life in the light of these commandments and in the light of discipleship. Lord Jesus, defending the unborn is part of following you. Standing up for the children in the womb is part of love of God who created them, and love of neighbor, for they are our smallest neighbors. They are our first neighbors. They are the first immigrants. They are the poorest of the poor. They are the most vulnerable and marginalized. They are the ones who cry out above all for our protection and our love. And we are here to commit ourselves to give them exactly that. So help us, Lord Jesus. You have conquered the kingdom of death. You have overturned its power, and therefore you have broken the power of abortion. May we therefore fight this battle with the greatest possible joy, peace, and confidence, knowing that we are not just working for victory, we are working from victory. You are our victory, Lord Jesus. Life prevails. For you live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Well, you know, Father David, that sense of confidence that I just expressed in that prayer, that really marks our spirituality, doesn't it? This missionaries of the gospel of life, as we call it, which is simply a spiritual training program that we offer, and an aspect of discipleship, as I just mentioned, where people live out their pro-life activity as part of their discipleship. But this whole spirituality is really based on the resurrection, the joy, the confidence that we have that Jesus, he has conquered the kingdom of death.
Right. Amen. You know, we just celebrated the resurrection of the Lord about a week ago. And, you know, that was a great joyful event, remembering his resurrection from the dead, what will happen to us at the end of time.
Amen.
But the great, as you said, the great liberation, the liberation from death. Or the finality of death, right? So after our lives, of course, the soul continues to live with God. And so, yes, it does give us the joy we need, the strength we need to go out with confidence to preach the message, to witness for the unborn, to gather with others, and to have that courage that we need to carry on, to do this particular mission.
The courage. Friends, I want to address you directly. missionariesofthegospeloflife.org is a web page that we want to refer you to right from the beginning here, because what we're discussing, you can do your own self-guided training right at that website. There are certain key documents, and when you think about the phrase missionaries of the gospel of life, first of all, the gospel of life is simply the gospel. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. But the gospel of life is also the name of a document St. John Paul II issued, which we have on that website, and we have a study guide to it. And it forms also, Father, the basis of this spirituality that we've developed. We didn't think it up ourselves. We learned it from John Paul II. under whom I worked at the Vatican for a while. We learned it from a Cardinal John O'Connor, who started the Sisters of Life and was instrumental in starting Priests for Life.
Right.
We learned it from Mother Teresa, Saint Teresa of Calcutta, whom I also knew and learned from. Mm-hmm. We learned it from all these people at a time when the battle was raging intensely in the early, late 80s, early 90s in America. It was a very intense time for the abortion battle. And then, of course, now it's as intense as it's ever been, which is why what we're talking about here is needed really more than ever. So our friends can study this material online, and they can be in touch with us too, with myself, but also with you, to get some pastoral guidance and encouragement on this, right?
Well, exactly, and sometimes it helps to talk to someone who's been more closely involved in these in the Missionaries of the Gospel of Life and studying in the pro-life movement. So yes, I'll be happy to be available along with yourself and other members of the staff to help people as they adopt this spirituality for themselves, as they become missionaries of the Gospel of Life, as they enter into the various disciplines of the missionaries, prayer, study, fellowship, and witness. And so we're there to support you whichever way we can.
And I'm glad you mentioned the disciplines, because I want to go into those a little bit. For those of you that are just joining us, we're talking with Father David Begany, one of our pastoral associates at Priests for Life. And we're talking about the spirituality of pro-life, which means, very simply, we get our motivation to defend the unborn from our faith, and the activities we do for the unborn lead us back to our faith and back to a deepening of that faith. So, the spiritual disciplines of the Missionaries of the Gospel of Life. First one you mention is prayer.
Prayer.
It's all rooted in prayer, isn't it? Without me, you can do nothing, the Lord said.
Right, right. Prayer is our source of strength. If you want to use the analogy of a car, it's the fuel that helps us to, sustains us in this particular mission, in the work, and of course in our personal lives as well.
Yeah, and we've got a lot of prayer resources.
Oh, yes.
One of them is right in front of us here.
Yes.
We actually want to pray this.
Right.
It's the daily prayer to end abortion. It's a prayer of commitment, and it marks this, and it includes in the wording of the prayer, which I wrote, the spirituality of the Missionaries of the Gospel of Life. But then, aside from this, ProLifePrayers.org is a special website, isn't it, with pro-life prayers for just from every angle of the faith and for every circumstance.
Yeah, yeah, there's a tremendous resource of prayers, and I was just looking at some of our devotional booklets today, and I was impressed with the breadth and the depth, almost every situation related to this issue and to the unborn, to their parents is covered.
Why don't we say this prayer together, and friends, you'll get a sense. Now, I know many of you say this prayer already. You'll see it at prolifeprayers.org. And many of you have prayed it with me as I've traveled around the country, and we've used it at different events. Very beautiful experience praying it along with you. But we'll say it now together, because it will give you again a little bit of the taste of what this kind of spirituality is. Let's pray this together. Lord God, I thank you today for the gift of my life. And for the lives of all my brothers and sisters, I know there is nothing that destroys more life than abortion. Yet I rejoice that you have conquered death by the resurrection of your Son. I am ready to do my part in ending abortion. Today I commit myself never to be silent, never to be passive, never to be forgetful of the unborn. I commit myself to be active in the pro-life movement and never to stop defending life until all my brothers and sisters are protected and our nation once again becomes a nation with liberty and justice, not just for some, but for all, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
So you see there the theme of the confidence, the victory of the resurrection, the commitment to speak up, and all the prayers that we have at prolifeprayers.org. You'll see those same themes suffused throughout the different types of devotions and so forth. So prayer is obviously a key discipline of this spirituality. What's the second one?
Well, the second one is study. So, it's always good to study what the church has provided or what individuals, you yourself, myself, and other pro-life leaders have provided. But since we're Catholic, we want to study what the church has presented. Mm-hmm. So the first one that comes to mind is the great encyclical Evangelium Vitae, which was
Gospel of Life.
The finest of St. John Paul II's encyclicals, at least in our opinion, right?
Yeah.
The Gospel of Life, Evangelium Vitae. And so in there, he talks about all of the attacks on life, but he focuses on the attack of the unborn and how if we do not have the right to life, all of the other rights that we want, right to family, right to vote, right to work, really become, he says, superfluous because we don't have the right to life. And so
And they become impossible yes. to possess.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. And so, and then, of course, he talks about other attacks on life. So it's a very comprehensive study. It integrates a lot of scripture, right? So St. John yes. Paul II was a great lover and use of scripture mm-hmm. in his encyclicals. And so it's a great document to learn from. Not too difficult. Maybe some parts are a little tricky, but, we can help you with that or with, just reading it a few times, you'll get that. But it's something that can really help form the basic spirituality or basic understanding of how we Catholics understand the pro-life movement.
And there are always new books coming out in the pro-life movement, and part of study is also to keep up on what's coming out. Mm-hmm. Books, our team has written a lot of books, but other pro-life leaders, and I usually get to see them ahead of time because they often send them mm-hmm. to me either for input or for an endorsement. Mm-hmm. And so I know that there's a couple of really great ones right on the horizon that I've been working on in these days to endorse. And we always have to be students. We have to devote time to reading, research. We ought to have our own pro-life notebooks, keep mm-hmm. keep our things together. And then not only that, but also keeping up on the pro-life news, right? Two Supreme Court cases going on abortion. Then we had two other cases just decided by our Florida Supreme Court. And the other day, the Arizona Supreme Court mm-hmm. gave us a pro-life victory. I mean, there's things happening all the time. A source like our own pro-life news show can keep people up on the pro-life news. So part of study would be watching these broadcasts. Watching our news show, tying into the other sources of pro-life news, like our friends at lifenews.com. Mm-hmm. And there's more out there than that even we can keep up on. So there's no excuse for not being able to, grow in knowledge every day on the pro-life issues.
Well, definitely. And our sources or our TV channels are a great way to go just to save time. Like if people are very busy nowadays, so if you have maybe just two or three, you can go there to get current pro-life news, and we're certainly a good source for that.
Yes, indeed. So a third element of this discipline of the Missionaries of Gospel Life is fellowship. Now, we're not a religious community, but fellowship meaning that we don't do this alone. Right. And I think that the primary source of fellowship here would be the pro-life movement in the community wherever our missionary of the Gospel of Life might live. There are pro-life groups. And notice, I'm not saying primarily the parish. The parish may or may not be helpful.
It may or may not
have a pro-life group.
Right.
I'm talking specifically about fellowship within the pro-life community. And, there may be a county pro-life group. There may be a 40 Days for Life group. There may be a chapter of one of the various pro-life organizations like National Right to Life. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of possibilities, and we can help people navigate that because we know all the groups and they know us, and we can put people in contact with them.
Yeah, that's an excellent idea. It's not like sometimes it isn't available in churches, right? And so we get involved in other groups. And certainly there's the assumption that everyone there is doing it out of goodwill,
mm-hmm.
And so there is there's the opportunity for, camaraderie, mutual support. As you said, it's not something we're just doing by ourselves, we're doing with others. So, as the old adage goes, there's great strength in numbers. So mm-hmm. coming together with others in fellowship, whether Christian or just men and women who are interested and supportive, can give us encouragement as we continue in this mission.
Yeah. And what's the fourth element of the discipline?
Well, the fourth element is what I guess most of us think of, and that is our apostolic witness. So what are we doing actively to counteract the culture of death, to advocate for the unborn, to fight for them, to help their mothers and fathers to heal, all of those good things.
He has appointed us witnesses. We read this in the Acts of the Apostles during the Easter season, that we're celebrating, and we go through the Acts of the Apostles, and we see them very much aware that these events that happened in Jerusalem, the crucifixion of Jesus, the resurrection, are events to which these apostles now and the other disciples are witnesses. God says, go before the world and show them what has happened. What is it that's happened? The victory of life over death. So we're witnessing that life is victorious. What are we also witnessing to? That God is the highest authority, and therefore the laws and policies of our nation must conform to the law of God. No abortion. We got to get rid of abortion. And the other thing we're witnessing to that I'd like you to comment on is the mercy, right? Because the missionaries of the gospel of life, a key aspect of our spirituality is that we extend the compassion, the mercy, the forgiveness, the healing of God to those that have been involved in abortion. And so we're witnesses to that mercy, aren't we?
Well, exactly. And you know, we've heard this often in the pontificate of Pope Francis. And even before that, we heard of that in the pontificates of Pope Benedict and Pope St. John Paul II, this call for the, you know, divine mercy, but, you know, God's mercy. And so when we are there witnessing, praying outside of abortion clinics, we're not there condemning the women and men coming in, but we're praying for them and praying for their unborn children, asking God's mercy, asking Him to soften their hearts that they might realize that no matter how difficult the situation may seem, that God has a plan for them and their child, mm-hmm. and He certainly wants to help them, and all He's calling forth for them is just a response, you know, a response in kind to be merciful to the child they're carrying. And in that way, they're going to be merciful really to their families, because we know how much abortion affects the entire family, not just the women or the men who participate in it.
Yeah.
So we are there as activists to really call forth God's mercy upon both the child that is intended to be aborted and upon their parents, and really anyone who is there, you know, kind of encouraging them to have abortion, even those who work in the abortion facility.
Yes,
so we're
yes.
praying for God's mercy, for God's deliverance upon them,
yes.
so that they might turn away from killing to turn to loving mothers and fathers, and especially their unborn children.
Yeah, we work to heal the ex-abortionists. And, you know, in your journey with us, and, you know, we've had times where we were together with Norma McCorvey,
yes,
right?
Yes, right.
The Jane Roe of Roe v. Wade. I mean,
right.
Talk about mercy. She carried a big burden, and
yeah.
you heard her talk about it directly,
yes, yes.
and we showered her with love and helped her along that journey of healing. And she was a witness. She was a witness to God's mercy, as was Dr. Bernard Nathanson, as is our friend Abby Johnson, whom I helped in her journey. And, you know, we are a ministry of mercy. So, friends, missionariesofthegospelofLife.org. Go there, read through it, learn it. You can be in touch with us. Like I say, you could even set up an appointment. And Father David is here at our Priest for Life headquarters regularly, and he can, you know, take an appointment with you to, if you're studying this spirituality and want some guidance, we're here to serve you in that. Now, speaking of service, the other point we wanted to hit on today, the African-American community, the black community. Of course, we have Alveda King as part of our team, mm-hmm. so we've mm-hmm. always been tuned into abortion as a violation of civil rights, and it impacts the black community in a disproportionate way, whereby they constitute about 13% of the childbearing population, but get about 36% of the abortions. There's a discrepancy there,
right.
And part of the reason is the abortion industry is racist. They're eugenicists. They are explicitly founded to help eliminate members of the black community, and that's been coming to light more and more. But in a more general way, you know, what should we be aware of, and how can we serve the black community in the pro-life arena?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I met with a pro-life director in my archdiocese relatively recently, and he was almost in denial that abortion affected the black community.
Oh,
but, you know,
what was that second thing there? A study.
Yeah, well, you know, I think he was coming from, you know, the idea that the black family is very welcoming, and that's true. But,
yeah.
You know, this is almost like a hidden problem within the black community based on, you know, my research, my experience, where it's not talked about very much, but certainly it exists. I mean, these statistics are given by, Planned Parenthood organizations, so it's not like they're
speak for themselves.
Exactly,
yeah.
So it's not like they're kind of false numbers, as some sometimes believe. So I think what we can do as pro-lifers who are maybe not of the African-American community is just, you know, welcome them into
yes.
the movement.
Yes.
You know, encourage them to participate, treat them as friends, you know, as with kindness and respect. educate them as we can, you know, encourage them to become educated as well. And just, you know, especially to, you know, once it becomes to light that abortion has occurred maybe in their family, to let them know that, you know, healing is possible, that God does not condemn anyone, even a woman who has had an abortion, a man has told her that, you know, through programs such as Rachel's Vineyard Retreat, you know, they can find forgiveness and healing. And it's important for abortion to be healed. You know, in the Black community, sometimes it's kept hidden. But, you know, as we know in the pro-life movement, nothing is really hidden, that other members of the family, even if they're not told explicitly, hey, mom has had an abortion, grandma has had it, they have some sense of it, you know. And it's not just in the Black community. I think all communities have that sense that something has gone wrong. So it's important to address it. And certainly through the healing of individuals and releasing of information, then the families are able to become more free.
Yep.
They're able. It's more easy to heal them. It's more easy for them to really achieve what God wants them to achieve in life, you know, when they have that personal freedom, or maybe forgiveness if they have to forgive someone who's had an abortion or who's encouraged them to have it. So these are some of the things that we can do who are not part of the Black community to really encourage our brothers and sisters, to welcome them into the pro-life movement, to encourage them to turn to God and especially to these various healing ministries when they find out that there is an abortion in the family.
You know, one of the educational tools that helps people recognize how targeted the Black community is on abortion is Ma'afa 21. Mm-hmm. Now, friends, that's spelled MAAFA21.com. Now, our friend Mark Crutcher, who sadly is deceased now, I remember him calling me one day, said, I'm going to write a book mm-hmm. about abortion in the Black community. And because we had both come to know key Black leaders in the mm-hmm. pro-life movement, Reverend Johnny Hunter and others. And when he started working on this book, he realized there was too much information for a book. It would end up being an encyclopedia. Mm. And so he switched gears and he said, let's make it a documentary instead. Mm. So he filmed this documentary. It's lengthy, but it's very educational. And it has awakened the consciences of many in the Black community. And the pastors play a key role here because they're influential in the community. I want to encourage our viewers to go see that. I'm sure many of them are familiar with this already, but I'm sure many are not. Ma'afa 21. Ma'afa is a Swahili word for devastation. So 21 refers to the 21st century. Okay. So it's the devastation of the unborn, but also the devastation of the Black community. Mm. And it documents it just very, I mean, for anyone like you mentioned, there's some folks out there that are not so sure that this is so prevalent in the Black community. Let them watch Ma'afa 21. It's a real eye opener. So, but that's just one of many, you know, many educational resources that are out there. And and the other thought is, you know, this pro-life movement doesn't belong to any one ethnic group or racial group. It belongs to everybody. So we say to the Black community that it's not that we're asking you to join our movement. Mm-hmm. It's that we're telling you this is your movement. Right? There's a difference there. And as you minister in that community, don't you find that that's an important thing to convey?
Definitely. I think saying that it's all of our movements is very helpful, because then it says that, okay, this isn't just, as you said, this isn't just the project of one racial or ethnic group. This is a project really of all of humanity.
Humanity,
all
right.
Of humanity includes everyone from all throughout the world.
Just like white people took part in the civil rights movement.
Exactly.
You know, man,
yes.
Martin Luther King Jr. said, listen, first of all, we're not just talking about the equality of Black people, we're talking about the equality of everybody.
Right.
And that's what we say too. And, you know, white people marched with Martin Luther King Jr., Black people march with us to save the unborn. And it's not anyone's one movement. It belongs to humanity.
Amen. And we, you know, we need to work together. And really, I think it's through coming together with various groups where we, you know, get different maybe perspectives on how to approach it, and to become more sensitive to what we need to do to help different cultures, you know, different ethnicities, to approach it in their community and to, as I said, to be, you know, in solidarity and fellowship with one another. And so certainly that's one thing that we can do, you know, we who are more active in the pro-life movement.
Right. And there is a Black pro-life movement, Alveda actually helped to pull that together while working with us. Mm-hmm. A black pro-life movement, a coalition of groups, and people can find out all about this on our various websites. But again, the main place we're asking you to go today, missionariesofthegospelofLife.org, you'll find this educational material too that we're talking about and all the necessary links. So, well, it's been great talking with
you
and
friends.
Good to be with you. Thanks for your comments online. And you can always give us your prayer requests, too. And speaking of prayer, we'll have Father David close us out now in a prayer of thanks to the Lord.
Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for everyone who's tuning in, watching us, participating, everyone who wants to get involved in the pro-life movement. And so we pray that this time together opens their hearts and minds to understand more about what they can do to get involved, to protect the most vulnerable of us, those children in the womb. And so we ask you to send out your graces to everyone who's listening, to Father Pavone, myself, to the Priest for Life ministry, to all those who work in this ministry, that we may have all of the graces that we need, including any material help we need to carry on this mission, and that all of our brothers and sisters, especially our brothers and sisters in the African American community, may join us in this great mission to protect the most vulnerable, to help those who've participated in abortion find healing and recovery, and to strengthen all families and to strengthen the family of men and women throughout the world, to continue to build the kingdom of God here on earth and to lead men and women to the happiness they truly desire that can only be found through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We ask in his name, with the Spirit who lives in our midst, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks very much.
Okay, good friend.
All right, God bless. Thanks, friends. Stay tuned to all our broadcasts and our main website, endabortion.us. We will talk to you soon.
Hello, I'm Dr. Alveda King, board member of Priest for Life. More money is being spent in America to kill babies in the womb than to save them. Together, we need to change that, and today I want to invite you to support our work at Priest for Life. Why ours rather than other groups? Because we have a unique team that helps lead in every arena of the fight against abortion, and we activate the churches where you find people who are most likely to get involved in that fight. To awaken a pastor about abortion is to awaken thousands of people he serves. We do not receive church funding or government grants. We rely on you for individual donations. We have a very high evaluation among charities and top security on our donation site, prolifegift.org. You can go there for a one-time gift or to become a monthly donor, or you can call us at 321-500-1000.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.